Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
What day is it?
Today is Giving Tuesday.
Give to charity.
Giving Tuesday is always appropriately timed because this is the time of year that people start to think about giving.
Give all my money to charity.
Giving in a big way.
Give all the money to charity.
What cause and what charity you believe in and want to support.
It's a day of celebrating generosity.
Giving Tuesday.
I will give to charity.
It would make a difference.
You can make a difference.
Showtime. Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
Now that is the way to kick off the show right there, Kennedy.
Yep.
I know you're a big fan of that.
100%.
Jonathan Knight of NKOTV, celebrating a birthday today.
Love you, buddy.
Watch your show on HGTV at all?
I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like those kind of shows.
His farm is so, he's just got animals.
Yep.
All the things that make him happy.
Yeah, it seems like
so
a good
happy
egg.
For him.
Yeah. Yeah, considering I'd kind of forgotten the whole story about he was outed by an ex.
Yes.
And I loved when what he said afterwards. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know my personal life had to be put out on the cover of a magazine.
Look at, he has been through it.
Right.
He was one of the first people to kind of come forth and start talking about panic attacks.
Yep.
Spoke with Oprah like in the late 90s, early 2000s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, so what's it like? I mean, you know, no one had really ever talked about it. And it was a lot. You can see it. I talked to him about this when he did the unlistening special. Like, you can see his face kind of glaze over. Like, can we not talk about it? So I don't have one today. That'd be great. Super, super, super cool.
Yeah.
But he's happy, married, living the best life. I'm so happy for him.
We have come a long way as a society in regards to that.
100%.
So there you go, Jonathan Knight. How old do you think Jonathan Knight is today, Kennedy?
50-something?
Yeah, we're the same age. Exact same age. 54 today, I think. All right, let's... Well, how you doing, first of all?
Doing fine, thank you.
Doing good?
Yeah. Had some physical therapy yesterday for ridiculous thing in my body.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did that include?
Oh, gosh, lots of things.
Twerking.
No. He spent the time trying to narrow it down as to what he thinks is the problem.
Sure.
Root cause, and it's most likely something in my neck, not my back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everything's connected. So we did a whole bunch of, like, exercises. He gave me exercises to do. He did some dry needling.
Mm-hmm.
A little massage, a little manipulation on my spine.
Yeah. And how you feeling this morning?
It hurts this morning, but he said it would probably be, you know,
a couple days
sore and stuff. But it's therapy. It's an ongoing thing. It doesn't just fix it overnight. But just finding out where it started and what the problem is, is a huge part of the battle so that you cannot do those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but basically, it's like all of us. We look down to look at our phones way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what caused amongst, you know, sitting still all day. You know, stuff like that.
Do you want to lie down on the studio floor and I'll just walk over your back?
No.
Like we did in the old days?
No, thank you very much. But it was a great experience. So
right.
I'm so glad I went.
Uh-huh. Was that the person that somebody had called?
No, no. She was such a lovely woman. She was up in Peabody.
Oh, okay.
And there's just no way I could get all the way up there. So this this guy's in Quincy.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was a late appointment. Like, my appointment was like at 6:45. I'm like, what?
Last night?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
And it's so dark out. You feel like
it's
midnight.
It feels like it's midnight.
It feels like midnight.
Yeah.
So I didn't get out of I probably left there at around 8.
Right. I bet did you sleep well last night?
Like a rock.
Yeah, that's good.
Like a rock. I came home. I ate something because I was really hungry because I hadn't really eaten. Mm-hmm. And yeah, laid down and I don't remember anything else until the alarm went off. And I never sleep to the alarm. So
nice.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, good. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Hello.
Step by step, buddy.
Step by step.
That's all we got to do.
It's the mode of my life right now.
Step by step.
Step by step.
All right. Let's get into the show just a little bit today. We're going to have the maestro of the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart, will be joining us in studio coming up just after 7 o'clock. So that'll be exciting to talk to him about what's going on and the holiday pops back in full swing.
As is our tradition.
As is our tradition. That's right. That's right. I was like, I hope he shows up with a cool musical toy again this year.
He always seems to roll in with something fantastic.
And then also, with it being Giving Tuesday, we're going to talk a lot about our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. We are a little bit behind the eight ball in that
a little bit is...
Okay, we are way behind the eight ball. Yeah. I don't even know what that how that means. I guess is
we can't even see the eight ball.
We're not even on the table.
That might be right. Yes, we're still sitting at the bar with our quarters on the table.
There it is, Carson. There it is.
So anyway, we'll explain what that issue is and how you might be able to help us out. And then, of course, at 7:45, we will give you the 1K holiday payday artist of the day. And when you hear that artist, give you a chance to win yourself $1,000. We will get into what happened with the Celtics last night, some more good news, and a very big game for the U.S. men's national team in the FIFA World Cup. We'll talk about that and the Good Vibe Tribe in 10 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Mix 104.1, we are Carson and Kennedy, streaming on the Odyssey app. The Celtics do it again last night. Boston Celtics 140, the Charlotte Hornets 105.
Tatum moves the screen, gets one from White, now he gives it to White. Rolls to the
Griffin, throw it up.
And that should do it. Celtics win it by 35. 24 threes, 40 assists, 59% field goal shooting.
Can we get some love for the old heads in the building, Kennedy?
Okay.
Blake Griffin, let's go.
Had the knees of a 25-year-old last night. They're much fun to watch.
It's unbelievable.
Like, you're not supposed to just blow the doors off other professional basketball teams as much where it feels normal.
They've only lost one game all season at home.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, they look really good out there. Let's talk a little bit about FIFA World Cup. We know you love to watch the soccer, Kennedy. Here's Kennedy cheering at the last game. I don't know if you've heard her cheer.
I watched a little bit of the one yesterday.
Oh,
Portugal.
Did you? Oh, yeah. That's a good match. That was a good match.
Cristiano.
Yep, that was a good match. It was a lot of good matches yesterday.
USA.
A lot of back and forth. So USA plays today at 2 o'clock. They play Iran.
And it's a must-win situation.
It is a must-win situation. If Team USA wins it, then we move on to the next round.
Right.
If they tie or lose, they are out.
Right.
But there are other implications with this match. I don't know if you've been paying attention with what's going on in Iran.
Yes,
and I want to read
course.
You just a little bit from the New York Post, a reporter by the name of Ryan Glasspiegel. He writes that the Iranian government has reportedly threatened its national soccer team and the players' families. Of course, the U.S. plays Iran at 2 on Fox. It is a must-win game for the Americans to advance. Iran would move on to the knockout stage with a win or a tie. Iran has been facing persistent domestic protests for over 2 months since a 22-year-old Masha Amini, also known as Gina Amini, reportedly died in police custody after being arrested for improperly wearing her hijab. The Iranian soccer team has supported the protesters before the game. And I don't know if you saw the press conference, but there was a press conference with the coach of the U.S. team and one of the captain of the team. And it got really ugly.
Yes.
It got very awkward. They started asking him about why the U.S. had Navy ships in the Persian Gulf.
Like questions he could never possibly answer because he's,
right.
Oh, I don't know, not a politician.
Right. And then also Team USA tweeted out the Iranian flag and they took off a part of the flag as a protest and show support for the people there, which has since been deleted. So there's a lot more going on with this game than just a soccer match.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You know. bubbling under, politically charged.
Yes.
So, again, that game will happen at 2 o'clock today on Fox. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And my apologies for butchering Iran. I try and say it correctly. I had a dear friend of mine when I was in elementary school that moved into our class that was from Iran, and he always tried to teach me. He's like, no. This is how you say it.
I think you say it just fine.
It is not Iran. I know a lot of people said it. It is Iran. Yeah. There you go. By the way, if you have a story you want to share with us for the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love it. Drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234. It is Giving Tuesday, so when you're encouraged to donate and volunteer, it's like a wonderful time to do that. We've been through Black Friday and Cyber Monday and buying things for ourselves. According to Google, here are the top questions that we've been asking about Giving Tuesday. So when is it? It is always the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It sort of piggybacks on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And then what is Giving Tuesday? So instead of buying stuff for yourself, it's about being generous and donating. The first Giving Tuesday was in 2012. Today marks the 10th anniversary, so it's a relatively new affair. Americans alone have given $2.7 billion just last year. That is a lot. How to set up Giving Tuesday on Facebook. They do a pretty good job with this, Kennedy. If you go to facebook.com/fundraisers, it'll walk you through it. And then you can choose a charity to give to or start a fundraiser and get friends to donate. And the question is, Facebook matching Giving Tuesday? Yes, but they changed it up this year. It might be already over.
I would read the fine print if
yes,
I were you when posting
always.
On Facebook. If you can direct link, that's always best.
They usually match the first few million bucks people donate and always hit that number within seconds. This year, they're doing it with recurring donations. They capped the total amount they gave at $7 million this year, and they're matching up to $100 per donation and $100,000 per nonprofit. So if you want to make a donation to our 10,000 toys yes. for girls and boys, we would really appreciate
yes.
that.
I think Giving Tuesday is a lovely change of pace mm-hmm. after you fight with strangers for flat screens on Black Friday.
That's right.
And now you give it back.
Mix1041.com/toys. Mix1041.com/toys. You know, most new diets come with complicated rules and a list of foods that you can and can't eat, but this one is simple, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And delicious. A strange new study claims that simply eating potatoes could help you lose weight.
Okay.
Potatoes have some vitamins and nutrients, but that really isn't the point. The idea is that the potatoes are low in calories and are filling, so eating potatoes could mean you don't eat as much. During the study, they replaced portions of people's meals with potatoes like mashed potatoes, potato wedges, potato salad, and scalloped potatoes. One researcher said people tend to eat the same weight of food regardless of calorie content in order to feel full. By eating foods with heavier weight that are low in calories, you can reduce the number of calories you consume.
What if you mash them up with butter and salt?
You're right. What if they're fully loaded? Yeah.
With sour cream as well. Don't forget to put the sour cream in there. And throw out all of your face creams and cancel your gym membership, Kennedy. It turns out if you want to look young and hot, all you have to do is be thoughtful towards other people. Sounds tough, right?
Yes.
This isn't some hippie philosophical deal,
but
being compassionate literally affects your aging process for the better. Our DNA markers that correspond to aging are called telomeres. They get shorter as we get older, which makes us age, but scientists have found that people who are truly compassionate, loving, and empathetic keep their telomeres big and strong for a long time. So the more compassionate you are, the more attractive and young you look. Look at this baby faces we got over here, Kennedy. All these baby faces in the studio.
Is that what's going on in Beverly Hills? It's not cosmetic surgery, it's empathy.
That is right. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right, so I realize this might not be the best good vibe. In other words, this is some new trend where one person plays Back in Black on the guitar and someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan.
Yes, this has been around for a while.
But the person is usually wearing some type of protective headgear. But in this one, friends, the person is wearing a steel knight's helmet. Like from back in the medieval days.
Right.
Oh.
So the sound hits just right. Do not try this at home. Thank you.
I love those videos. Thank you, Kennedy.
I was like, what band is the Steel Knights?
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
All right, let me explain the situation because we have an issue. We are collecting again for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys this year. It is our 10th year doing this. We give all the toys to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. It started because there was a retired Marine up on the North Shore that was keeping a shed on his property, and his shed got broken into, and all the toys were stolen. And so we're like, hey, we could do something about this. And so we asked you guys to get involved. We ended up donating like 750 toys, you know, to help that guy out. And we were like, wow, that was amazing. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And we brought it back the next year, and we raised the goal to 5,000 toys. Yeah. And we did that. And we're like,
a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're like, we could do more.
Yeah.
So then we're like, all right, let's raise it to 10,000. And we've been doing it 10,000 toys for a while now. And you guys over the years have donated almost 100,000 toys, which is incredible.
Yes.
But we have an issue right now. There's two issues. The biggest issue is we are way behind on collecting toys.
Yeah.
And it is Giving Tuesday. And you can give online if you want to do that today.
Yeah.
Go to mix1041.com/toys. There's a link right there. The money goes right to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And we are way, 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 way behind.
Yeah.
How many toys do you think we have, Kennedy? A little over 2,000 toys? Is that where we are right now?
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
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 It's not good. You seem a little stressed out over there.
Well, I just, like, I am and I'm not. You know, I know that you guys out there are amazing and you always come through for us, but we had a little bit of a truncated season this year, you know, as with everything, staffing is at a, you know, premium and it is what it is.
We're no different than anywhere else.
Yeah. And so, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to get in as many malls as we could, and which is just not as long as it would normally be. And,
and yeah, not as many mall stops.
And then we also need a way to get the toys to the place, and we don't have that either.
Yeah, so that is the issue also.
We've had
a wonderful woman named Melinda who we met a few years ago, and she worked for a trucking company that was connected with a truck rental company.
Yeah.
And so we had gone on the air a few years ago and said, hey, if anybody has a connection with a truck, we need a way to get the toys like from the Deck the Hall Ball this year.
Yes.
To the Marines.
Yes.
Because toys are big and it takes up a lot of space.
It takes up a lot of space.
When you're talking, you know, 10,000 toys, you can't just throw them in the back of the mix van.
No, yes, my Kia trunk isn't going to fit them.
Right.
And we're collecting toys at the show.
Correct.
At the Deck the Hall Ball. And, you know, if everybody brings a toy, that's an inordinate amount of toys.
Right. And so...
which we love, but ...
Melinda has done this every year for us. And it was funny, I ran into her not that long ago before a Celtics game. She's working at a restaurant down there. And I texted her the other day and I was like, hey, you know, can we count on you guys again for doing the truck? And she's like, oh, well, remember I saw you at the restaurant. I don't work at the trucking company anymore. I was like, oh, I thought that was a side hustle. I thought you still work for the trucking company. And she said, no. And I was like, ooh. And she's like, but we'll rent you a truck. And I'm like, well, I don't want to.
We literally have no budget.
Yeah, we have no money.
That's where we're sitting right now.
And she has been so wonderful to us for the past couple of years. So what we need is somebody with access to a very large box truck. I'm talking like a 20-footer, a 26-footer.
I think that would be good.
You know, so if you are connected with a rental company and can get us the truck, we have no budget. We have no money for this. We are trying to do this on the cheap. And if we spend anything that is toys we can't buy, and to be honest with you, we just don't have the money. And if there's any money that we're spending on this, it's going to come out of mine and Kennedy's pocket.
Correct.
Like if we have to pay for trucks.
Which is fine too.
Right. I mean, if we have to do that, we'll do that.
If you give us a friends and family rate, we're down with that too.
Sure. So if you have a connection with somebody and don't say, oh, my brother, sister's uncle saw Ferris pass out of 31 flavors and I think he owns a truck somewhere.
Right.
Like you need to be the person to reach out to us if you have the truck or, you know, it's you or, you know.
Yeah. If you know a guy, you could reach out to the guy and then see if the guy or the girl is interested in
it. Right.
If your last name is U-Haul, that would be ideal.
Yeah. Like I can't spend all the time chasing down your friend's family's friend. To see
which you'll do, but it's just easier if they know
we don't have
coming.
The time, which you know, we have a lot going on behind the scenes with this.
And you guys are so good and you give so much of yourselves and of your time and of, you know, your businesses and of your employees and all of that stuff. So if there is someone out there that has that ability to get us a truck, we just need it for one night, and that would be so amazing.
If you're looking for a way to help children this holiday season, this is a great one.
And listen, we will give you the gift back of this.
We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are 10,000 things we need. We just want to put some presents underneath the Christmas tree. Give to a family who has none. Won't you please be the one? Make our wish come true. For Christmas is you. We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are just 10,000 things we need. We need to put all the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Won't you please fill up the stocking there upon the fireplace? Santa Claus, make all the kids happy with the toy on Christmas Day. Carson and Kennedy need 10,000 toys to give to all the girls and boys. Make our wish come true. All we want for Christmas is you.
And a truck.
And 10,000. I'll make you a parody about your truck. Hey, I'm happy to do it. 100%.
That was nice of Mariah Carey to do that parody for us. All right, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So you have a truck for us, maybe?
I'm looking. Yeah. So my boyfriend works for Penske. It's a trucking company.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
I'd be happy to look into getting you guys a truck. To support the Christmas
That would be awesome. So we're going to need it. What's the day we need it, Ken? December 10th, which is our Deck the Hall Ball concert. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to have the big load of toys showing up.
And then we'll take it and drop off the toys and bring it right back.
You work on that with him and then just text us back at
have
this number and we'll connect.
Or email us.
Yeah.
Because after 10, no one's going to answer. You know what I mean? So
send
emails, morningshow@mix1041.com. That would be amazing.
Okay, yeah, let me hook you guys up and get back to you, okay?
You are the best. Thank you, thank you.
It needs to be a big one, too. We're looking for like a 20-footer or a 26-footer, all right?
I'm going to do the best I can.
And I'm a great driver, don't you worry. I used to drive tanks in the Army. It's fine.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ken can drive it for you. How about that?
Well, you'll drive it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I normally drive it, but if somebody wants to drive it, too, that's even better.
All right. No problem. Let me see what we can do, okay?
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Yeah, people are texting in. Where does the truck need to pick up and drop off? Yeah, we're going to have it at the show.
I mean, we'll pick it up and we'll drop it off.
Yeah, but we're going
to
need it that day.
We just need it that day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll come get it.
Yeah.
We'll use it. We'll bring it back.
That's it.
Yep. I like driving it. I love driving through the city with a big box truck full of toys.
Big Santa hat on.
Yep. I stay away from Sturo. No problems. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Don't even say that out loud. Don't even breathe that into the universe.
All right. Mix1041.com/toys. And if you have a lead on a truck, please drop us a text. It's 617-931-1234. Or send us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
Mm-hmm. Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, it's been almost 9 months since Will Smith slapped Oscar host Chris Rock over a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. Smith since then has been banned from attending the Academy Awards for 10 years and also resigned his membership. And while he's spent the last few months apologizing, he's also trying to move forward and is ready to test how the public will react to a new Will Smith project. And that is Emancipation, starring Smith and directed by Antoine Fuqua, and it's set to drop next month. He did a interview recently. He says that he gets that people may not be ready to forgive him.
I completely understand that. If someone is not ready, I would absolutely respect that and allow them their space to not be ready.
Emancipation tells the story of an escaped Louisiana slave. And before all of this happened, the rumor mill was buzzing about potential back-to-back Oscar wins for Will Smith. It starts streaming on December 2nd and hits theaters on December 9th.
But he's not eligible, right?
He can't attend, but he's resigned his membership. What that means, I'm not quite sure. No. I'll look it up and I'll know.
There's no way they could even let him be nominated.
I don't even know if he can. Didn't he get like a 10-year suspension?
You know, I think Kennedy's right. He got suspended from attending, but they didn't stop him from being nominated or winning again.
No, I'm sure he's not going to get nominated. It would just be a bad look for him.
Hollywood's a weird place,
Dan. I mean, I don't obviously agree with what he did, but I also don't want to crucify and a guy for slapping somebody and never support right. him again. If the movie's good, I'll go see it.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith's Oscar ban will not affect his eligibility. Mm-hmm. It could informally affect the likelihood of him getting married, nominated. So he mm-hmm. certainly can be nominated. Jennifer Lopez, of course, putting out the new album. We've talked about this already. However, she did an interview yesterday talking about the new upcoming album, This Is Me Now, and how it has a lot to do with Ben Affleck.
We captured me yeah. at this moment in time when I was reunited with the love of my life, and we decided we were going to be together forever.
There's lots of personal stuff in there from what I understand during the interview. She said that Ben was like, you sure you want to put all this in there, babe? And she's like, well, it's all I am. So, yep, pretty much. Also, she's opening up about the message Ben had engraved on the that gigantic green diamond sparkler he presented her as an engagement ring. It says inside, not going anywhere. She said that Ben started using the phrase after they rekindled their romance and that when they were starting the emails, talking back and forth, he said, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. And so that's what it says. That is freaking adorable. And Carson, a royal update for you.
That's the wrong one. Sorry.
They're going to the Oscars.
It's like my Oscars,
Dan. It feels Hollywood-y, yes. So the Royals will land here in Boston tomorrow, and if you want to see them, your best chance is to go to City Hall Plaza. Mayor Michelle Wu will meet Prince William and Princess Kate for a welcome event at City Hall Plaza at 4:45 tomorrow. The event is open to the public. It will feature speeches by Wu, Prince William, Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, and Miriamma White Hammond, Boston's Chief of Environment, Energy, and Open Space. On Thursday, they will visit Roca in Chelsea. They will meet with leaders of the nonprofit organization to learn about their intervention model rooted in brain science and outreach to young people. They'll spend time with young mothers and young men who have participated in Roca's programs. They'll all go to Somerville, and they will meet with the CEO of Greentown Labs and the president of Northeast Clean Energy Council to learn about the history of Greentown Labs and how it is contributing to global efforts to address the climate crisis. On Friday, Kate will be stopping by the Center of the Developing Child at Harvard University, where she will meet with researchers to discuss advances in science that can help children. And on Friday, William will go to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum with Caroline Kennedy to be given a tour of the museum. And then, of course, Friday night, the big fancy shindig at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway.
Yes.
It will have Billie Eilish, Annie Lennox, Chloe and Halle, Ellie Goulding. Host and presenters include Catherine O'Hara, Clara Amfo, Daniel Day-Kim, Sir David Attenborough, Rami Malek, and Shailene Woodley.
I was talking to my insiders yesterday, Kennedy, and they were unaware that some of these people were going to be in town for this. They knew the event was happening at MGM, but they didn't know, like, Billie Eilish was, it was all kept
secret. It's a lot of big names. Right. It's a cute little appetizer for Deck the Hall.
Well, Kennedy, it is Giving Tuesday, and if you are in possession of a ticket and you want to be giving it to me, I would appreciate it.
I reached out to a few people, Carson. Mm-hmm. I reached out to Clara Amfo, who's going to host the event, her publicity team, to see if she might come on. I haven't heard back yet.
Sure.
And I also reached out to the British Embassy.
Yeah, the woman you were just speaking of is a radio presenter from the BBC who does what we do, but in England. But they've hired her to come in and host the event, not us.
She's a little bit bigger.
And we're the one that's doing the big Goodwill Hunting bid on the show here.
Yeah. If only she knew. I'm sure she'd step aside.
She would. She'd be like, no. It should definitely be Carson.
This is all you, Carson.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what should happen.
I also reached out to the British Consul General in New England.
Okay.
A gentleman by the name of Peter Abbott.
Oh, one of my favorite, Peter.
And going to see if he might be interested in coming on the program. So,
okay.
We'll
and see. And listen, I'm going to go out there tomorrow. I will be there. 4:45
to City Hall Plaza.
City Hall Plaza?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Buddy. I mean, if it's a chance to see the Royals, to interview the Royals, I will be there.
I don't think you'll have a chance to interview them. You'll see them from a far distance briefly.
The secret service of it all, Carson.
I will. Goodwill Hunting, we are going to get an interview with the prince and or princess.
Bring your Mix 104.1 lanyard. I'm sure they'll
My Mix 104.1 badge.
And your iPhone to take the interview.
Yes.
All right, guys.
I am the host of the wildly popular Carson Kennedy program. Do you know who I am?
We've won many awards.
Well, wait. We've won no awards.
Well, you don't lead with that.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Meredith from Leominster.
Hi. Favorite Meredith.
Good morning, Meredith. I also understand Maxim is there in the car. Good morning, Maxim.
Hi. Morning.
Yes, you are my favorite, Meredith. It's Giving Tuesday, so it's all about the kindness today, Dan. Nice try trying to trip me up today. Meredith, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Ready, Max? 1, 2, 3. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
I feel like you guys practiced that before you called in.
Actually, it was just on a whim.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy has now left the studio for that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah, we are.
All right, question number one. There's a new viral trend where someone wears a helmet and plays the rock song Back in Black on guitar while someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan to the beat. Which band sings the song Back in Black?
I have no clue, but that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
And people say Americans don't have culture.
Question number two. Tim Burton didn't want Jenna Ortega to blink as Wednesday. She says, quote, or excuse me, he says, I did a take. She says, I did a take where I did not blink at all. And Tim said, I don't want you to blink anymore. What are the name of Wednesday's parents in the Addams Family?
Morticia and Gomez.
Brian Baumgartner turns 50 years old today. He played Kevin on The Office. The Office took place at a regional branch of Dunder Mifflin, which is a paper company. Which city was the branch in?
Branson.
Jennifer Lopez never got over Ben Affleck when they broke up. She says, I honestly felt like I was going to die. It sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right. J-Lo and Ben got married earlier this year. How many times is that for J-Lo?
Four, I believe.
And Howard Stern accused Oprah of showing off her wealth on Instagram. He says, you got to be a little self-aware and know that people are struggling out there. Name the woman that has been Howard's co-host and sidekick on his show for four decades.
Oh, what is her name? I can picture her. I'm going to go with Karen.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You don't know because you spend all your time listening to the Carson Kennedy Show, and we appreciate you.
Exactly.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Meredith and Maxim got 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Okay.
Oh, good. Not a Mallard suit. We were hoping at least for that.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
There's a new viral trend where someone wears a helmet and plays the rock song Back in Black on guitar while someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan to the beat. Which band does the song Back in Black?
AC/DC.
1-0. It is AC/DC. Tim Burton didn't want Jenna Ortega to blink. It's Wednesday. She said, and I quote, I did a take where I didn't blink at all. And Tim said, I don't want you to blink anymore. What are the name of Wednesday's parents in the Addams Family?
Gomez and Morticia.
2-1. Brian Baumgartner, turning 50 years old today, played Kevin on The Office. The Office took place at a regional branch of Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Which city was the branch in?
Scranton.
3-2. J-Lo never got over Ben. She says, I honestly felt like I was going to die. It sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right. J-Lo and Ben got married earlier this year. How many times is that for J-Lo?
Oh, gosh. It's in 3 or 4. Four.
One more and she'll tie my mom. 4-2. Question number 5, or 4-3. Question number 5. Howard Stern accused Oprah of showing off her wealth on Instagram. He said, you got to be a little self-aware and know that people are struggling out there. Name the woman that has been Howard's co-host and sidekick on his show for four decades.
Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers.
Right. Nice. Has Howard Stern become the voice of reason now? After all that he has done?
He's gotten real crotchety in his old
age. It's a different show.
I'm not
sure. He's changed a lot.
Yeah, no, not a lot of strippers in that studio anymore.
He's been crotchety his whole life.
All right, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Meredith and Maxim. No cash for you. We do appreciate you listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Meredith.
And I'm Maxim.
We're from Lemon and Dirt, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Do you recognize yourself?
Do you know what your hands were doing at this exact moment?
Are you like, just that's from 2015?
I was marveling at the interpretive dance going on in the studio.
Well, we let the music move us, yeah. Yeah. And that's what music does, and that's what the Pops does. So
that's why we're there.
Winning.
Oh, by the way, Keith Lockhart is here from the Boston Pops, and it's good to have you in, Maestro.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all a relative term these days. I started, when people ask that question now after these last couple of years, I've started really thinking about the answer, but then I figured nobody really wants to know. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm really excited about a new season of Holiday Pops and about things slowly, hopefully, coming back to something that we recognize.
How do you, year after year, go back and, like, keep it fresh? How do you do that year after year?
Well, I don't know. This is the 27th one of these.
Wild, so, right?
But who's counting? I mean, there's a couple of things. One of them is that we try hard within the context of it being something that everybody recognizes and says, wow, this is great. I remember this. We try to make it different each year with some big new additions, as well as hanging on to things that everybody, you know, waits for, so that it doesn't resemble a cookie cutter thing and we don't feel like we're just phoning it in. The other thing is that that's what performers do, though. You know, you ask the question of somebody who was in an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical for 8 shows a week for 5 years. How did they keep it fresh? Mm-hmm. Well, you keep it fresh because it's your job to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's a new audience.
But there's no better time to do that than during the holidays. I have to say, you know, in the spring season, we do just about as many concerts, but they're, you know, 2 each and then on to the next program. So there's a lot of variety to keep it fresh and you know, and keep you panic stricken all the way through. And in this, it's about the audience response, because people are so hungry to have some joy and to share this experience with other people, that you can feel that come off the audience. I think if we did a bad program, it wouldn't stay fresh.
Yeah.
Keith Lockhart, by the way, from the Pops, is in, and we want to tell you, so there are 34 performances at Symphony Hall, as well as 4 concerts in Worcester, Lowell, Storrs, Connecticut, and Manchester, New Hampshire. That is a lot of shows. You're going to be super busy.
That is a lot of shows. It's down a little bit from 2019, but coming back up to that point, and sales have been great. People are coming out, and we really want a full hall every time we take the stage there, because this is, it's just such an amazing moment.
BSO.org, or you go to bostonpops.org for tickets. And I wanted to ask you about, now I just had a complete brain fart of what I wanted to ask you about, and I can't remember what it was.
All right, while you think, I'll go
over
real
you.
Quick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so Keith, I know you guys do a sensory-friendly concert for people on the autism spectrum or sensory disorders, and it's interesting to me, for someone who's not kind of in that world, how do you make a full orchestra sensory-friendly?
You know, it's funny, because I'm mercifully not in that world either. When we started this tradition in 2018, I think, 2019, we talked to experts across the field, not just doctors, but also parents and advocates and people who deal with how people with these kind of challenges are mainstreamed in real life. And they came back to us, and certainly we looked at it and we said, we're not going to do any big, huge, dramatic lighting effects that are startling. That we're gonna try to take some of the rougher edges off of the program. But they said, "Yo, that's great and all that." But the biggest thing is to make people know that they're welcome. And this is for the parents as well as the kids and others who are affected. And the basic thing is, the biggest response that just took me apart in 2019 was that I had parents come up and say, with tears in their eyes, "You don't know what it's like to not be able to go be a family anywhere because you don't feel like you're welcome anywhere." And for this to walk out and say, this is your show. If you want to get up and dance, get up and dance. If you want to sing along at any point, there's nothing inappropriate in this. This is about welcoming, and this is about love. And the response was just incredible. They said, you know, we've never had something where both of our kids without this situation going on and the affected kids could all be together as a family and enjoy this thing. And that was the best Christmas present for us we could imagine.
Wow.
Keith Lockhart, how long have you been a conductor?
My whole life at this point.
Not that you have to reveal your age.
I suppose about 40 years in the business now, 40 years since I got out of the comfort of school and hit the real world.
And this leads to my question that I've forgotten about. The Royals are coming into town tomorrow. They're going to be here for the next couple of days. Have you ever had the opportunity to have an audience with the Royals?
I was thinking, what is Kansas City doing here at this time?
The royal family.
Prince William and Princess Kate.
Yes, we're in the middle of this thing called Good Will Hunting. We're trying to get the Prince on the show. Have you ever played for them? Have you ever met the Royals?
I have hung out and had cocktails with William and Kate.
No, you have not.
I have, really.
Tell us everything. Spill the tea.
I wanted to get them to come narrate to us the night before Christmas.
Obviously.
And if you guys are listening, please give us a call. They told us it wasn't going to happen. But I did the, what was it, the Diamond Jubilee? The 10 years ago for Queen Elizabeth.
Right.
And was the conductor of record for a concert in Buckingham Palace Square that included Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Tom Jones, Grace Jones, no relation, by the way.
That's an interesting
list. Renee Fleming, Lang Lang. It was just, it was
that's
crazy.
That's incredible.
And afterwards, they had a party for the performers.
Right.
In the lower levels of Buckingham Palace.
You're kidding.
And it was
me.
Hosted by William and Harry and Kate. This is pre-Meghan.
Right.
It was amazing. And we closed the night just standing in a foursome with William and Kate just talking about stuff.
What cocktail does William and Kate drink?
I do not remember because I'd had several of them.
Hey-o!
What
were you drinking?
I don't remember.
All right. We have Keith Lockhart
so
in
cool.
from the Holiday Pops. Again, go to bostonpops.org to get tickets. There are 34 performances at Symphony Hall and then 4 concerts in Worcester, Lowell, Storrs, Connecticut, and Manchester, New Hampshire. We are right in the middle of Giving Tuesday and our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. And you brought a gift. You don't even have to wrap these gifts to donate them.
I was told to wrap it. And now I see you ripping apart the job
ASMR.
I did at midnight last night.
No, we have to turn them into the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program unwrapped.
It's good for the radio, though.
Well, I figure they need to know what's age appropriate and things like that.
But. Oh, wow. This is very cool. He brought a kids robotics robot type situation there.
Thank you so much.
That
you always every
nice
year bring
Kate.
Us toys and it means a lot to
well,
us.
Well,
really.
Thank you.
You.
And I'm sorry there was no musical theme these days. It was
it is fine.
But it's
you're
still
more than that, Keith.
Oh, it's better to get your kids into robotics.
You are a Renaissance man. A little bit of everything.
Text from the 603, tears, that is the most pure and accepting thing I've ever heard. A middle school special ed teacher. Text that in. And from the 617, Maestro, what is your favorite instrument to play?
If I had it to do all over again mm-hmm. or right now? I started as a pianist, mm-hmm. started at 7. My ensemble experience was as a clarinet player, mm-hmm. and I've dabbled in a lot of other things. If I had it to do all over again, I'd play cello. But the most fun I've had in the last 5 years was during the lockdown in July of 2020. My, at that point, 10-year-old said, Dad, I really want to learn to play trumpet. And I said, I don't know how you can start that virtually. It's just too visceral of a thing. So I had my mom send my dad's trumpet up. My dad passed a few years ago and was a trumpet player. And got it working again. Borrowed another trumpet from one of my colleagues. And I said, I'll do this with you. I'll take lessons with you. As long as I take every lesson with you and practice with you so I can be kind of an intermediary to the teacher. And so I spent a year and a half learning to play trumpet in my 60s.
That's awesome. And how is it going?
Well, he's gotten really good. I have stopped.
How many instruments can you play?
Shown up.
What does your wife say with 2 trumpets in the house? I'd be like, get out.
Especially, this was during lockdown. There was no other place to go.
In the garage, son.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you again for coming in. It is great to see you. It always puts a smile on our face
guys,
to hear you.
Thanks for the support. And come out and see us at Holiday Pops this year. And happy holidays to everybody, and good luck with the toy drive.
Thank you.
Again, if you want tickets, there are a lot of shows that are happening. All the info, go to bostonpops.org. That is bostonpops.org. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Preston and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, again, streaming on the Odyssey app. And a big thanks to Maestro from the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart, the conductor, for coming in and hanging out with us for a little bit this morning. BostonPops.org for all of the Holiday Pops shows. Tickets, love that guy to death. He's such a gem, Kennedy.
I know. And like every time he comes here, we learn something new and interesting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's not... He comes in here and we learn some kind of weird new story, like the fact that he got to drink with Prince William. It's no big deal.
He's got
fine.
Stories.
Right?
He does have
He'd be a guy to have a beer with and just be like, all right, tell me the good stuff.
Also, don't forget this Saturday, we're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall from 11 until 1, collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Mix1041.com/toys for Giving Tuesday today. If you want to make a monetary donation, that would be awesome. And then Sunday, we're doing two stops, North Shore Mall and South Shore Plaza. That is from 12 until 2. Again, Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall, 11 to 1, North Shore Mall, 12 to 2, and South Shore Plaza at the same time from 12 to 2. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of New England Ford dealers. All right, so a funny thing happened to Adele.
Yes.
In the midst of her long-awaited Las Vegas residency, the audience has been jam-packed with lots of celebrities, obviously. And most recently, Shania Twain attended one of the performances, but didn't make a big deal about it. So Adele did not know that she was there. So Shania shared a candid snap on her Instagram story of Adele that she kind of took incognito, and Adele took it by surprise. She said, thank God you had a hat on. I would have self-combusted had I seen it was you. I adore you. I can't believe you came to my show. In response, Twain reshared the story and said, thank God we didn't make eye contact. All I can think of is the reaction of all those fans to Adele combusting halfway through a show.
I have really been amazed. I guess I was just ignorant. I mean, I knew how big Shania Twain was, but I had no idea the impact she had on women
on the late 90s, early
2000s. And not just women, but women in music are just so in love with Shania Twain. I had no idea.
She was like, you know, so, I don't want to say groundbreaking because there were certainly women that came before her, but, you know, she was that crossover when, like, Faith Hill years when country was kind of making a, Garth Brooks years making a crossover a little
bit.
Where we hadn't seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to so seamlessly become a pop star while not losing those country roots at the same time. There's a documentary about her life. I can't remember what streaming service it's on, but it's so good. So good. Balenciaga has condemned child abuse in its second apology for that BDSM-inspired ad campaign after Kim Kardashian said she was reevaluating her relationship with the brand. So yesterday, they blamed it on everyone except themselves. They didn't take any responsibility. They sued the company that they hired to do like the marketing and stuff, the idea, the idea people, the advertising agency for $25 million. And then yesterday they sent out this. We would like to address the controversy surrounding our recent ad campaign. We strongly condemn child abuse. It was never our intent to include it in our narrative. The two separate ad campaigns in question reflect a series of grievous errors for which Balenciaga takes responsibility. The statement went on to say that their decision to feature children with plush bears dressed in BDSM-inspired outfits was a wrong choice, and the responsibility for this lies with Balenciaga alone.
Yeah, that's no kidding. Should
have done that first, kids. Yeah. They explained that third parties supplied the documents for the ad. That was that Supreme Court ruling that we talked about yesterday, which is why Balenciaga is now suing them for reckless negligence. But they say we take full accountability for our lack of oversight and control of the documents in the background, and we could have done things differently.
How do you file a lawsuit that quickly? I mean, they said,
have 8 billion lawyers.
I know,
it's
but
Balenciaga.
It just like doesn't it take it a minute to like get the?
No,
I was trying to get a lawyer on a phone, and then we're gonna file a $25 million lawsuit.
You're not Balenciaga.
I guess they have lawyers
in house, Carson.
They're
they
just ready
to
roll.
Anybody. Yes, 100%. They're on what you call retainer.
They were quicker to file the lawsuit than they were to apologize.
Correct.
And do you think the apology doesn't feel the same when it's made after blowback because you didn't apologize?
100%, Dan. 100%. Should have done that first.
Yeah, and if you missed it, by the way, it's children with the teddy bears and the BDM thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no,
BDSM.
BDS. What did I say?
If you're gonna say kink, say it right.
Yeah, I leave that part of the show to you, Kennedy.
It's no problem.
Yeah, the pictures are online. It's just a strange ad campaign.
And Joe Jonas has a new movie coming out. It's called Devotion. It's about Jesse Brown, who is the Navy's first black fighter pilot who served in the Korean War, and his friendship with fellow pilot Tom Hudner. And Jonas plays another pilot by the name of Marty Good. And he said that during the pandemic, you know, obviously they couldn't tour. So he was like, well, let me get myself back into acting. I really enjoyed it. I've always wanted to get back into it. And so let's do it. And during the pandemic, the audition process was putting yourself on tape and sending it into a director who then might say, can you change this and this? Let's try it again. So how do you find when you're alone in your house? Well, you live with an incredible actress by the name of Sophie Turner, and she helped.
During this process of auditioning for this role, a lot of the time it was self-taping. And so she was the director behind the camera, giving me the real notes here and there when I needed to redo it, which was like about 4 or 6 times.
So that's not too shabby, right?
And when the Queen of Winterfell tells you to redo it.
Am I right?
You redo it.
And are we going to hear some new music from Joe? Here's what he says.
We finished an album, and so now we're just kind of waiting for the right timing. Nothing to really report just yet, but it's ready. I burnt a hole through that mixtape because I've listened to it too many times.
Did you catch them on Thanksgiving? They did the halftime of one of the football games.
Of course not.
Well, you know, I'm a big Joe Bro guy. So.
I know you are. So
I know where all the I get Google.
How was it?
Sat through a football game to watch the Jonas Brothers perform.
I didn't watch the game. I just came in right in time for halftime. The guys are great. They're just fun. And it's just fun.
You know what else Joe Jonas auditioned for back in the day?
What's that?
Was Spider-Man in Andrew Garfield years.
Yeah.
He auditioned for Spider-Man. Along with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, be glad you missed out on that one. Not the best Spider-Man.
I think Andrew Garfield was good as Spider-Man. Sorry. I cannot imagine Joe Jonas.
I think Andrew Garfield was good, but
he's charming. Yeah.
The movies were the weakest of the Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland movies.
No, that
Tobey
Maguire one when he turns emo, I never quite understood.
Spider-Man 3 we don't talk about.
Okay.
The first two Spider-Mans of Tobey.
Understood, Dan.
It's like
understood.
Godfather. The
Got
third
it.
One is like...
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jonathan from Haverhill.
What's up, Jonathan?
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Absolutely. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Alrighty. Thank you.
5 trivia questions. They are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the cash. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
Question number 1. If Zorro ever gets rebooted, Antonio Banderas knows who he wants to replace him as the masked vigilante. He wants Tom Holland in the role. Who did Antonio Banderas voice in the Shrek movies that has its own movie dropping in December?
Puss in Boots.
Dua Lipa posted pictures of herself in the studio with Mick Jagger. No word on what that is all about. Which group had the song Moves Like Jagger hit number 1 on the charts?
Maroon 5.
70 years ago today, 1952, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jimmy Boyd entered the top 40 in the song. Where did the singer see Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Kissing Santa Claus. Oh, I want to say under the mistletoe, but I know that ain't right.
Dan?
Are you going to give us an answer?
Yeah, we need an answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say kissing under the mistletoe. That's going to be the answer for it.
Question number 4, Howie Mandel turning 67 today. He's the former Deal or No Deal host and current America's Got Talent judge. Howie's well known for having which extreme fear?
Extreme fear. I'm going to say spiders.
And question number 5, Snoop Dogg posted a picture of himself in an alternate universe as a Harry Potter character called Snoop Dobby Dob. It's a great...
I love it.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty good. And J.K. Rowling approved. In Harry Potter, Dobby was a house elf belonging to which family?
He originally was with the Malfoys.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
I see here you work at STEMS Dispensary in Haverhill.
That's correct.
How's business at STEMS these days?
It's doing pretty good. You know, we were the first open in Haverhill, and, you know, with ones opening up after us, we're still holding strong. So we're doing pretty good.
Kennedy, Jonathan got 4 out of 5
oh
correct.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, my God, my best.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If Zorro ever gets rebooted, Antonio Banderas knows who he wants to replace him as the masked vigilante. He wants Tom Holland in the role. Who did Antonio Banderas voice in the Shrek movies that is has its own movie dropping in December?
Puss in Boots.
Tie to one. Dua Lipa posted pictures of herself in the studio with Mick Jagger. No word on what that's all about. Which group had the song Moves Like Jagger hit number one on the charts?
Maroon 5.
I also read that Dua Lipa just became a citizen of Albania.
She did indeed.
It's a big, big to-do about that.
Big win for Albania.
Question number three. 70 years ago today, 1952, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jimmy Boyd entered the top 40. In the song, Kennedy, where did the singer see Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh. Underneath.
A mistletoe.
The Jeez. Mistletoe last
Get it
night.
Together, woman.
3-2 for Jonathan. Howie Mandel turning 67 today. He's a former No Deal or No Deal host and currently on America's Got Talent. Howie, well known for having which extreme fear?
He's a germaphobe.
That is correct. Tied at 3. Question number 5. Snoop Dogg posted a picture of himself as an alternate universe Harry Potter character called Snoop Dobby Dob. Have you not seen it? Go look up the photo. It's pretty amazing. In Harry Potter, Dobby was a house elf belonging to which family?
Oh, he belonged to the, Bellatrix, Lestrange family.
The Malfoys, Kennedy, was the answer I was looking for.
Because Lucius gave him a sock, and then he was free.
By accident, yes.
4-3 is the final score. Jonathan.
Down goes Frazier.
Gets the win. It is Giving Tuesday. Gosh.
He just gave you that work is what he did.
Yes. How about that? I can hear that noise that you made was the exact same noise Sal made when he heard he just lost $100 of his fortune.
Jonathan's about to make it rain nuggets at the dispensary.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, Jonathan. You got yourself $100, Kennedy. What do you want to say to Jonathan?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jonathan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, K&K 10K.
Go ahead.
Only a few days for us to get this right. We need more toys and Santa's back outside. Fill up the stockings hung by the fireside. Waiting for your donation to arrive. And all the love you'll show, 'cause everybody knows 10K toys time. All the kids will see the gifts under the tree. From all of you to a family in need. When you give, it's a wonderful feeling. Feel the love in the room from the floor to the ceiling. It's that time of year. 10K Toys is here. And the blessings that you bring, they make me want to sing. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
All right, Kennedy Timberlake there. That's pretty good, Kennedy. That is pretty good.
Do you have a favorite, or are they like your children?
I kind of forgot.
No, we have a lot of them.
Because, like, the past years, you know, the last week, I do one every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of black out there near the end. Just rhyming toys.
It is Carson and Kennedy and our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys back for its 10th year. And you guys over the years have donated almost 100,000 toys. And today with Giving Tuesday, it's a perfect opportunity to make a small donation. If you go to mix1041.com/toys, there's a donate link there. We know that you can't make it out to the location, but you can give money. We would appreciate it. Essentially, 10 bucks is counted as one toy. So you donate 100 bucks, that's like donating 10 toys. But any amount that you can do $5, you can do 10. Maybe you got a little extra cash this year and you can do 500. Glenn was out at the North Shore Mall with us over the weekend. And right there while we were standing there, he donated $500.
It was unreal.
Yeah, he said, it's been a good year. Things are good in my life. I've got a little extra money. So I just donated $500. And he did it while he was standing there with us.
I think he did it last year, too.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
No, we love that. We love that. So if you want to get involved for Giving Tuesday for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, of course, all the toys go to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And that is where we are today. Because we have to get the toys to the Marines. And at our Deck the Hall ball, we're asking everybody to bring a new unwrapped toy as well. So we could potentially have 3,000-4,000 toys at the Deck the Hall ball.
God willing.
Right. And between my truck and Kennedy's car and Dan's car and the mix van,
we just simply
don't have the room.
Not even close.
And so in past years, we had a wonderful woman named Melinda who volunteered a truck through her work. They've been great. She doesn't work there anymore. She's got a new job. And
this happens with people.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just thought we would kind of reach out this morning to try and find somebody who might be able to get us connected to a box truck, like a 20-footer, a 26-footer.
We put out the bat signal.
We did. And Brenda called in. Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So it's your boyfriend, right?
Yep.
And he works for which trucking company?
Penske.
So this morning we were talking about this, and Brenda called in. She's like, I'm going to text my boyfriend right now. We're going to make this happen.
I'm on it.
Okay. So here we are 2 hours later. Do you have an update on the truck?
I do. We definitely locked it down. We have it for you, a 26-footer with a lift gate in the back.
Oh, a lift gate, too. We're special. Normally, we don't have that. We got to just throw the bags up there. It's bad for the back, Dan. It's bad for the back.
Shout out to Penske.
I know, right?
There you go. Thank you so much. Yeah,
guys,
happy to
this
give.
This is amazing.
So,
amazing.
Brenda, what is your boyfriend's name?
Ken.
So you just text him this morning. You called him. You're like, hey, I need a truck. Make it happen.
Exactly. I did. And he's like, yep, I'm on it. So he did it.
He didn't even question you, huh?
Thank you guys so much.
Like, I heard something on the radio. Let's do this.
I did. And I told him, I said, you have to dress up like an elf. He said, absolutely not. I said, come on. Play the pot, be the pot.
Whatever is fine.
No, I agree with you. Ken must dress as an elf.
Yeah, do what you can to wreck this person. Yeah.
Let's get the truck first before we make demands.
Oh, man.
Wow, Brenda, that is enormous.
Yeah, that is
such
awesome.
Such a weight lifted.
Yeah, that will be a big help. Now, is he going to drive the truck, or do I still get to drive the truck this year?
Well, it's entirely up to you guys. I mean, if you want to flip a coin, see what happens, or if you wanted to say, hey, I rock this, I want to dress up like the elf and drive it, it's all goodwilling, right? So you just let us know what you want, okay?
I think I might let Ken drive this year. I've been driving for
the past... Is it elf?
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't have to dress as an elf.
I don't know, Brenda wants him to dress like an elf.
I definitely want him to dress up as an elf. You have no idea.
Maybe Kennedy should drive the truck this year.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Right down
Sturrow. I think Penske would say absolutely not. Yeah.
They want to keep this relationship.
No. Listen. You should have her drive up as an elf, but a sexy elf. And come on.
Brenda, I feel like you're really stuck on the elf thing here.
The truck totally needs to get there really way before people might even be there. So it's really okay.
All right. Brenda, we're going to finish this conversation offline, and we're just so grateful that you stepped up this morning. Thank
it
you
means
for your
the
help.
World. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Oh, for a good cause. Thank you guys so much. I'm looking forward to helping.
You all and right. Ken did a good thing today.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later on today. There goes Brenda. And wow, that is awesome. They stepped up big. Thank you.
It's just a weight lifted for sure.
We have a truck, Kennedy.
Now we just need toys to put in it.
Yeah. So again, for Giving Tuesday, you want to donate, go to mix1041.com/toys. We are going to be doing a couple of live stops this weekend. So we're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall 11 to 1. That is on Saturday. And Sunday, North Shore 12 to 2. And at the same time, South Shore Plaza 12 to 2. Unfortunately, Solomon Pond is no longer a part of Simon Mall. So no one, I know a lot of people have asked, how come you're not coming to Metro West out there? Unfortunately, it's not Simon Mall property anymore. Mm-hmm. So that one has been eliminated. But Pheasant Lane Mall, again, 11 to 1. We will be there on Saturday. And then Sunday, North Shore and South Shore Plaza at the same time, 12 to 2. But make that donation at mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Ashley from Norton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. They are all pop culture, Ashley. If you get more right than Kennedy, like happened earlier this morning, you will win $100. If you tie with Kennedy or get less, you lose. And she's over there now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rolling Stone put together a list of the 50 worst decisions in music history. Number one on the list is when the Rolling Stones hired the Hell's Angels to be security for their 1969 concert, and then a fan was stabbed to death.
Wow.
Name the FX TV show starring Charlie Hunnam and Katie Sagal about an outlaw motorcycle club in California.
Oh my goodness.
Which, remember Jax? Jax and
No, I know. Why can't I?
What was Katie, what was her name?
Gemma?
Gemma. Thank you, Dan. Yes. And Opie? Oh, Opie. R.I.P. Opie.
Spoiler alert. R.I.P.
Spoiler. Yeah. All right. Question number two.
Oh, goodness. I can't remember.
Katherine Schwarzenegger posted a picture of her dad, Arnold, holding his granddaughter at her baptism. Which A-list actor is Katherine Schwarzenegger married to?
Chris.
There's a lot of them. We need a last name.
There's a lot of
A-list
Chris's.
I know there's a lot of them.
Pick one.
It's not Chris Pine. It's Chris Pratt.
Blake Shelton and some rock and roll heavyweights released a cover of the Tom Petty song I Won't Back Down, and proceeds go to the Miraculous Love Kids, which gives guitar lessons to girls from war-torn countries like Afghanistan.
That's cool.
Did Tom Petty ever perform at the Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ice Ice Baby wasn't supposed to be Vanilla Ice's first single. It was the B-side of his cover of Play That Funky Music. But since people didn't really like that song, DJs flipped the record and started playing Ice Ice Baby instead. Finish this Ice Ice Baby lyric. Go rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play a dope melody. Anything less
is a felony.
And question number five, it would have been Chadwick Boseman's birthday today. He's best known for his portrayal of Marvel's Black Panther. What is the character's name?
Oh, goodness.
Chris.
Chris.
Chris, is he one of the Chris's?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Ashley, I understand you manage a chemistry lab for a pharmaceutical company.
I do.
That's quite the interesting job.
You're out there doing science with beakers and stuff.
Yeah.
Kennedy, Ashley, the scientist, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
I don't know if she's a scientist or not. I just made that up.
I feel like you have to be a scientist to manage a lab, don't you?
No, or just a good manager.
Are you a scientist? Settle that.
Both. It's both.
It's both. She's a scientist and a good manager. Look at that. Ashley, all right, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
You bet.
Did I tell you she got 2 out of 5?
You did. Thank you.
Okay, just making sure. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 50 worst decisions in music history. Number one on the list is when the Rolling Stones hired the Hell's Angels to be security for their 1969 concert, and a fan was stabbed to death.
Whoops.
Name the FX TV show starring Charlie Hunnam and Katie Sagal about an outlaw motorcycle club in California.
Sons of Anarchy.
1-0. Katherine Schwarzenegger posted a picture of her dad, Arnold, holding his granddaughter at her baptism. Which A-list actor is Katherine married to?
Chris Pratt.
2-1. Blake Shelton and some rock and roll heavyweights released a cover of Tom Petty's song, I Won't Back Down. Did Tom Petty ever perform at the Super Bowl, yes or no?
No.
That is incorrect.
He performed at the Patriots Super Bowl, where David Tyree made a miraculous helmet catch and the New York Football Giants ruined our undefeated season, and I'm completely over it.
Can tell, Dan. Good that you've let it go. Tied at 2. Ice Ice Baby was supposed to be Vanilla Ice's, or wasn't supposed to be his first single. It was supposed to be the B-side. But nobody liked to play that funky music, Kennedy.
Huh.
Finish the Ice Ice Baby lyric. Go rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play a dope melody. Anything less
Then the best is a felony?
Whew. 3-2, question number 5. It would have been Chadwick Boseman's birthday today. He's best known for his portrayal of Marvel's Black Panther. What is the character's name?
T'Challa.
That is it. Wakanda forever, Kennedy.
Yes, forever.
4-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Ashley. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. But we really do appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning.
Thank you. Yes,
good luck sciencing today. Doing all that science.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Ashley from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.